Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, a new high, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the show. Listen, if you're listening to the show, most likely you have internet. And if you have internet, that means most likely you're probably doing all right in a pandemic. Yay! We're just going to be grateful for the little things, right? Today, I have a very important show for you guys because guess what is coming up this week? It is Black Women's Equal Pay Day on August 13th. And so today, I want to talk about what keeps us from our coins. So today we're going to focus on our mindset and we're going to unpack why are Black women getting paid 62 cents on every dollar a man, a white man, makes, right? Like, why is that? But first, I know we haven't done this in a while. I'm so excited. Our Corporate Warrior Spotlight!
Corporate Warrior Spotlight.
This week, our Corporate Warrior Spotlight goes to Jasmine Twitty. Now, I know I'm late to this game. I just actually saw this on LinkedIn recently, and I was like, what? So let me tell y'all about Judge Twitty, okay? Your Honor. So Jasmine Twitty is currently, I think, like 30, 31 years old. She is an American Associate Judge for the Easley, South Carolina Municipal Court. Appointed to the position of Associate Judge of the Municipal Court for the City of Easley, South Carolina in August of 2015. So clearly, I'm 5 years late. But I was so excited because she is one of the youngest judges to ever be appointed or elected in U.S. history at the age of 25. Homegirl was 25, you guys. Wow, that is amazing. Twitty graduated from the College of Charleston with a degree in political science. Whoop, whoop. You go, sis. She previously worked for the Greenville County Bond Court as a night clerk. And then after that, she completed a training program and she passed a certification examination. And then she was sworn in as a judge at the age of 25. So listen, Judge Twitty, you go, girl. You be the change you want to see. And I am so proud to have learned about this Black girl magic, Black excellence story. So I definitely wanted to big up Judge Twitty. Now, let's dig into our first segment. We are going to try to start to understand why Black women don't get paid like they should. You ever wonder why Black women make 62 cents on the dollar to white men?
Why?
So there are so many factors that are not in our control, right? Like systemic racism and oppression, you know, driving decision makers to rationalize lowballing us. That we can't control, right? But then there are some things that are actually in our control. We actually have the choice of whether we negotiate or not. Yeah, like you can actually be like, you know what? No, that little money, I'm good. I'll take it. No problem. Where do I sign? Thanks. Thanks for this job. Like you could really be like that. I wouldn't recommend that, but there are times, right? Like, let's be honest and let's be real. There are times when you get this gut feeling that you should just take it. And then you go and you consult with someone and they say, oh, that's great money, girl. You did good. You should just take it. And sometimes it's recruiters saying that, right? And then sometimes it's your damn friends. You're like, oh, and you know your family, like mother, grandmama and them, you tell them and they're like, oh, baby, that's good. Oh, baby, what more do you want, baby? Like, I ain't never had nothing like that in my lifetime. I know. It always feels like a risk, right? To negotiate our compensation. But the fact is, for women, and especially us Black women, there is a real risk when we negotiate. So that feeling or fear is real. And society has socialized an expectation of how women should behave. And negotiation is counter to the patriarchal expectation of feminine behavior. So we are socialized to have a negative response to women when they negotiate. So much so, the one tactic that women have been coached to use during negotiation is the I-we strategy, also known as relational strategy. So research demonstrates that women who adopt this strategy, in which they show concern for other people's perspective in the negotiation, they can actually minimize the real social cost of negotiation for women. So the social cost for us is the backlash we get when we negotiate for ourselves, right? And so if you couch your negotiation and frame it up in a, if you do this, actually what you're doing is you're helping the organization because I will then come in and do XYZ. Or let's say you're already in a company and you're negotiating for more resources and you say, oh, our department is stretched thin, and if we had two more headcount, what that would do is that would allow us to get this done faster, be more productive, and deliver better results for the organization overall. And so what that means is if you give me two people, it'll be better for you, right? When the truth is you should be able to say, hey, I need two more people on my team. Here's the projects you've given me. I'm under-resourced, I'm understaffed, and you need to help me. Women can't do that. Or at least you can do it, but you probably won't get the results that you want. And so if you couch things in the win-win, that's a tactic that we have to use as women in order for us to win our negotiations. And I'm going to tell you right now, sis, like, that's frustrating. Why can't you just ask for what you need, right? But the biggest takeaway I want you to have is that you are not crazy. The social penalty for women negotiating and asserting themselves in that negotiation, that's real. That is so real. And sometimes your intuition is telling you that. And it's a combination of intuition and fear, right? And so in negotiation, you must trust your gut, but you have to balance that intuition with research, confidence, and negotiation tactics. There are a number of tactics, including this I-we strategy, that we need to deploy when we negotiate in the workplace. Now, after the break, we have a listener letter where the listener is negotiating something with herself. We'll be right back. So, do you need help with a work dilemma, but you ain't got $40, so you can't schedule a coaching call? Well, I'll make a deal with you. If you agree to do a coaching call that I can air on the show, then you get a free coaching call. So hit me up at ask@trillmba.com And if you are open to having your issue be known to the internet, but you get some great advice and some great information, then email me at ask@trillmba.com and we'll talk. And if I feel that your situation is very similar to a lot of ours and that everyone would benefit from learning what to do in your particular situation, then I will have you on the show. We can also disguise your voice so you can be anonymous. So there's that too. So hit me up, let me know, and let's get back to the show. And we're back from the break. Hey, listener letters. I know, right? We're getting back in the groove of this thing. The pandemic threw us off, but I'm coming back to basics, y'all. We're going to keep the structure God has said at the beginning of this season. So thank you guys for sending me all your listener letters. I love getting them. I try to respond as best I can. So if I haven't, forgive me. Send me another email again and bring it back up to the top of my inbox. You know, really grateful to all of you guys who listen to this show every week. And I picked this letter because I was like, whoa, this is deep, right? So the letter reads like this. Dear Trill MBA, I'm on track for promotion at the beginning of the year and I'm 20 weeks pregnant. Oh, well, congratulations, girl. Like, that's amazing. Not only are you on track for promotion, but you're about to have a baby too. Like, life in the Rona. You get it, girl. But she goes on to say, I haven't told anyone at work, not even my manager. The company doesn't have the best track record of promoting people about to go on maternity leave. I also can hide my pregnancy due to working remotely. Should I tell my manager now or do I wait until the last minute? I want to tell her sooner, but I don't want my pending promotion process to be put on hold. Oh, girl. This is real. Like, this is sticky because, you know, there are some organizations and I know a lot of HR people are like, nuh-uh, we can't discriminate like that. But see, that's not how life works. People are people and they do crazy things. And some company cultures really embrace maternity leave. Like, a lot of women will go on maternity leave so they can get their promotion because that kind of is what happens for some women in some organizations. But for this listener, that's not the case. There's a real concern there around, you know, is this going to throw my promotion off track? And I'm assuming at this company, there's this process. And so there's a lot of aligning, a lot of you got to be slated. And then there's a committee and all this other stuff has to happen before. And so if you're not visible in every way possible, even during a pandemic, if you're not driving or pushing for your advocates to keep the ball rolling while you're out on maternity leave, which you can't contact people at work when you're on maternity leave, that could be a monkey wrench. So I just want to tell you out there, that's a real concern. You're not crazy, right? Okay, check. Now, if you are cool with your manager, I would schedule a Teams, Zoom, BlueJeans, however you guys conference, I would schedule time with her and I would just have a real conversation with her about, you know, your concerns and your hesitations, right? Especially since your manager's a woman, hopefully she is a mom and she's been through this. And so she can help you navigate how to stay on track with the promotion and have a happy maternity leave, right? One thing I would do is just make sure you tell her, like, look, I'm already strategizing and planning the transition plan, so you won't have to worry about anything while I'm out, right? So make sure you know, win-wins, that's what you got to work on. And you tell your manager that. So hopefully you can strategize together on how you will keep that process going. Now, if you don't feel that trust, or you don't have that trusting relationship from your manager, and you're on a promotion track, so you should be good. But sometimes you can find yourself, if you're navigating properly, you've been using some of these tips and tricks and tactics from this show. You have other advocates and sponsors outside of your manager. Your manager is just one of those bosses who are indifferent, right? And they're out of the way. So if you have that type of boss, I would say lean into one of your advocates or one of your mentors, preferably a woman, right? Somebody who can empathize and sympathize with you being pregnant and what that means. Somebody who's been at the organization for a while and they understand how to get around and navigate around this cultural barrier. But really and truly, it's the strategizing of how to move through the organization, when to tell the organization, you know, maybe you can get the process rolling earlier for your promotion as far as gaining all the alignment you need, getting people to head nod. So even while you're out, they've taken all of the things, the great things you've done and all the rationale of why you are up for promotion, and they won't hold it against you that you will have this gap in time where you haven't been working, right? So either way, you want to make sure you create transition documents and make sure you wrap up as many projects as you can before it's time for you to leave. So that still looks favorably upon what impression you're leaving to the organization, right? And that you were concerned about the organization and you put the organization in a priority position as you were getting ready to go on leave. So that's my advice to you. I wish you all the best. I think you're going to be fine. I don't want you to have any fear around it. Positive vibes only, healthy babies only, hashtag healthy Rona baby, right? So listen, guys, if you have a work-related dilemma, email me at ask@trillmba.com. Put listener letter in the subject so that I know I can read your letter on the show. And so after the break, we're going to talk about some things you can do to support each other during this time as we think about equal pay, right? And we'll wrap up the show. So we'll be right back. Why is corporate America so hard for us? This is the question I have been working to tackle for the last 2 or 3 years, right? And mostly selfishly for myself. Listen, I grew up in a small town. I was raised by a single mom who was a teacher's assistant at elementary school most of her career. She had no clue about corporate America. And when I would tell my mom some of the shenanigans that were going on with me, she was just like, well, baby, let's just pray about it because I don't know. And I struggled. I mean, trying to find mentors, trying to figure out somebody, give me, just tell me what to do. Give me the answer. I had no idea. And I was just working hard. And I was like, I'll outwork them. Yeah, guess what? That don't work. Oh, I'll get all these mentors. Yeah, got a mentor. Me and the mentor walking out the building, last day of work, at the same time, on the same day, got kicked out. I'm telling you guys, the racism, the sexism, the microaggressions, it is a lot. And if you don't have somebody to tell you the truth about how to get through this crap, you're not gonna make it. That is what I have learned. And I have spent the last few years trying to figure out all the hacks and all the cheat codes. And you guys, guess what? I think I have figured this shit out. This is working. And so I am opening up a new course starting September 8th. It is an 8-week course. And the goal is to get you promoted. Whether you're at this company or you're promoted to a new company, I want to break down to you the tips, tricks, and tactics that are working, that are helping other Black women grow and thrive in their career. So if you're ambitious and you're trying to make it and you just beating your head against the wall, working night and day, and you feel like you're still stuck, this is the course for you. So head on over to trillmba.com/courses and sign up to learn more about the next course that's starting September 8th. I'm excited to work with you guys, and I'm excited to see you get promoted. Like my last class, it's amazing when you're doing well at work. It feels so good, y'all. And even I'm doing it. And if I can do it, you definitely can do it. So head on over to trillmba.com/courses and let's get back to the show. All right, we're back. So before we get out of here, I just have a couple more things to let you guys know. Now, I might strike a nerve, but we're going to be real. There are some of you that are okay with taking whatever comes your way. And listen, ladies, we have to stop this mindset in our personal lives, in our work lives. Like, we got to take this idea that, oh, I should just be grateful. I don't want to be greedy. I should be grateful where I have. Thank you, Lord. I'll just take it. Child, look here. The only gratitude we owe anybody or anything is to our higher power. That's who you give your gratitude to. I'm grateful for my current job. Hell, I'm grateful for you right now listening to this goddamn podcast. Like, thank you. I thank you. Okay. Absolutely. But let's be real clear. My gratitude is not to you or to my job or to my manager or to any one person. My gratitude is to my higher power, my God, my universe, the thing that I believe is the driving force in my life. I am grateful to that. Okay. And I don't know about you, but my God told me he wants me to have abundance. Okay. So I always ask for more. And I want to encourage you to always ask for more. Even if you feel like you ain't got a foot to stand on, be bold and say, you know what? Just want to understand, is this the best offer that you can give me? Is there any more that you can offer me for this role? Is this the midpoint? Is it a little over the midpoint? Is there some wiggle room? Just ask the question. The worst they're going to say is, no, this is the best we can do. And if you want the job, take the job, right? But don't be afraid to ask for more. The worst they're going to say is no. And also, support your friends and family if they come to you. Cheer them on. Help them strategize. Build them up. Build up their courage and tell them it's going to be okay. You can't lose. You can't lose what's for you. No matter what social tax there may be for us as Black women, you cannot lose. You just can't. So don't let yourself or anybody you know settle for the first thing that comes along. And that, my friends, is how we're going to help each other. We're going to hold each other accountable to asking for more. So now for more on what you can do to enact change towards equal pay, visit pay-equity.org. They got a whole section on things you can do to help with this cause. And it's amazing. There's things you can show your employer. There's all kinds of information on that website. And that's pay-equity.org. You can also go to equalpaytoday.org, and they have some great resources to help amplify this movement through social media. And they have a planned social blitz for this coming Thursday, August 13th, which is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. So make sure you get involved, your voice is heard, and we get out here and we stand up for ourselves, right? Even in a pandemic, we can do this. I will say, tread lightly, but I would never tell anybody not to negotiate during this pandemic. Always ask for more, okay? Even in a pandemic. So now listen, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to help you strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. If you have a listener letter you want me to read on the air, put that in the subject line. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me, or you can email me at ask@trillmba.com. and submit your question or concern there. All right, you guys. It's going to be okay, right? We can't lose. This too shall pass. So hang in there. Keep your head up. Be grateful. Be thankful. Ask for more. And keep it trill. And I'll see you guys next week. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.